This is Thursday, January the 20th, 2022. It is 6:16 p.m. Central Standard Time. My name is Sandra Rollin, and I am the chair of the 2021 Personnel Committee. And I will call the roll. Ali Lexa?
Here.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
I'm here.
Heather Gray?
Here.
Thank you. Tom Voorhees?
Tom is here.
Thank you. And Vanessa, did you make it on the call? I don't hear Vanessa, but I know she's trying to call in. And myself, Sandra. So we have quorum. And this meeting is just to try to finalize what minutes we have, the report out for all of our closed session meetings. And I think that's in the final report from the Personnel Committee to the PNB. Does anybody have anything else they want to add to that? Okay. So what we have so far is three sets of minutes from open session meetings. We have the executive director job description as was posted on the Pacifica.org website. The executive director job posting and the list of locations where it was posted. That's all we have for the time being. Has anybody had an opportunity to try to listen to any of our other open meetings and jot down any notes? Okay, well, I think we're all really busy, so that's something that I will continue to work on.
Well, why don't
hello?
If I may make a suggestion, why don't we just divvy it up? Of those of us who are here now, if everybody volunteered to do like two or three sessions, we should be done with this. Maybe not even two or three. Probably not that many.
How many open sessions were there?
Let me check my spreadsheet. Do you have that spreadsheet in front of you, anybody? I spent some time working on that. Let's see. Okay, here it is. Okay, we have, here's the number of open meetings we have that we don't have minutes for. Let me count those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
We had that many open meetings? Wow.
Well, it's 10. Oh, actually, 11, including the meeting from last week. I don't know if anybody took minutes from that. And I guess tonight's meeting also counts, so that'll be 12 if we want to be completely up to date. So we had 12 open meetings. We have minutes for three of them. We had a total of 15 open meetings and minutes for three and no minutes for 12 of them. Let me just count that again just to make sure I'm doing it right.
So, Alex, are you sure we had 12 open meetings?
Well, let me check.
Okay.
Okay, I'll put them off to you. March 1st is an open meeting. Somebody want to keep a tab on that?
Hey, it's Otis. It's Otis. And I cannot get in with my Skype. I don't know whether it's because I'm doing the other Skype right now on the strategic planning meeting.
Yeah, we're already going, Otis.
You're already going. All right. Well, I'll put the recording on.
Thank you, Otis.
Okay, here are the open sessions that we had: March 1st, April 5th, April 19th, May 10th. Then we didn't have another meeting until July 19th. Then there was August 9th. I guess we got going in August. August 16th. August 23rd, actually, wait a minute. Let me go back again. August 16th and 23rd were closed sessions. They were not open sessions.
Okay.
So the next open session was on August 31st. Then we had one on September 7th. Then we had one on September 21st. Then we had one on November 1st. And then we had one on November 8th. And after that, there were no further open sessions until the one we had last 2 weeks ago, whenever that was, on January 10th. And then tonight's session is also an open session. So did anybody keep track of how many that was?
Well, I did the count.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, including this one. And
so
we have 13. minutes for March the 1st, August the 9th, and was it April the 19th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need April the 5th, May the 10th, July 19th, August the 31st, September the 7th and 21st, November 1st and November 8th, and then January 10th and tonight. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 meetings that were open session that we need minutes for.
Okay, so if everybody here takes two, or somebody wants to take 3 minutes, we can get this done fairly quickly.
Okay, so who wants to do April the 5th?
I'll take any random two. It doesn't matter when.
Okay, Vanessa, I'll put you for April the 5th and May the 10th.
Okay.
Okay. July the 19th? I'll do July the 19th, and then I'll do August the 31st.
Sandra?
Okay, September. Yes?
Where are these files?
These are on kpftx.org. It would be the recording of the open session meeting.
Okay, so, yeah. Just like Vanessa, just find me whatever you want.
Okay, so I'll put you for the September 7th and September 21st, Ollie.
Hold on, let me write this down. September 7th?
Yes, September the 7th and September the 21st.
Okay, and what are we supposed to listen for?
Just listen to the meeting and jot down applicable minutes, like who was in attendance, if there was any actions taken.
If we passed any motions, things like that.
Yeah.
Or the only other thing is if we either we passed a motion or we just discussed some subject matter without passing a motion, you can just say we discussed so-and-so. We don't have to go into details.
And I think the most important thing is what time it was convened, who was in attendance, the topic of discussion, and the setting of the next meeting. Those would be the highlights that you're going to listen for.
Yes.
And if there was any specific motion that was passed.
Okay, and you got the meeting.
I'm sorry?
Hold on. The April 5th meeting was canceled, so we don't need minutes for that.
Okay.
And then November 8th meeting was also canceled, so we don't need minutes for that. Okay. I think they didn't get quorum or something.
We can just list them in our final report that it was canceled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then go ahead.
You got the August 9th meeting?
Yes, we have minutes for March the 1st, August the 9th, and April the 19th. So Vanessa is doing May the 10th. Will you? Are you okay to do November the 1st, Vanessa?
Yes. Who's doing August 31st?
I said I would do July the 19th and August 31st.
Okay.
And then we've got Ali doing September the 7th and September the 21st. Okay. So that leaves just last week and tonight.
I'll do those. This is Heather.
Awesome. Thank you, Heather.
And then what's the deadline?
Let's try to get this done before next Thursday. I will continue working on my the personnel committee report that will be submitted to the full PNB. Right now I've just, basically have the list of meetings and that the minutes can be found here, et cetera, et cetera. The only other things that I have so far are that, that we attempted to work with Livingston and Associates, but they declined. They did, however, send us a list from the previous executive director search. And out of that list, we went through that grouping and narrowed it down. And the people that were narrowed down were contacted by Vanessa, and those expressed interest in remaining as applicable candidates. And then from there, we narrowed that list. We had a list of 22, which we narrowed down to, I think it was 12. And then from that list, we narrowed it down to 7. And only one of those 7 actually came from the new posting. The other 6 were from the posting from a couple of years ago. And then out of that 7, we narrowed it down to 5 that were scheduled for our executive session first round interview. And after that interview process, we narrowed it down. We had one who withdrew, one who we removed from the list after the interview, and then we had 3 that were left that were put forward in the second round for the full PMB interview. And it culminates with the PMB selected Stephanie Wells to be the new executive director, and a contract was negotiated and signed. And she started on the 16th.
Okay. Now, if you want, we also have the executive sessions. I'm counting 8 executive sessions. The executive minutes are actually very simple. We can just... besides attendance, we can just report that we discussed, we either discussed the evaluations of candidates or we interviewed candidates. That's about it. That's really about the only thing we did in executive session. And I think we only passed one motion, and that was the motion to, we passed 2, right? We passed the motion selecting the 5 finalists we would interview, and then we passed another motion selecting the top 3 that we would recommend to the Pacifica National Board, right?
Uh-huh.
So those are the only, there's only 2 motions there. So if you want, I can try to put together all the closed session minutes.
That would be great. I don't think that we need to go into a lot of detail there. So that's got everybody covered here. I had really hoped to get some of this written out earlier today, but I ended up having to work all day. And then when I left the office, I realized I'm supposed to be on a strategic planning call. I've just been on the phone since I left the office. Anyway, is there anything else? Go ahead.
No, I was just saying you, me, and that stuff on strategic planning earlier today.
Right. So, yeah, we've got our hands full, and it's going to be a busy week winding everything down and wrapping everything up for the new PNB so that they can start fresh on the 28th. Is there anything else that anybody can think of that we need to discuss at this point?
I was wondering, could you tell me, what was the date last week that we had the meeting? Do you have that date? Sorry.
Was it the, hang on 1 second.
No, it wasn't last week. We met on the 10th, January 10th.
January 10th?
Yeah.
Yes, it was a Monday. Uh-huh.
January 10th. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, two things, Sandra.
Okay.
Okay, one is I feel like I need to apologize to Alex because, you know, he said we only had three, and I honestly did not realize we had met so much. No wonder I'm so connected to you all. That was a lot of meetings, and that was just the open ones, not even the good grief. So he was right. We needed to, you know, do this work that we're discussing now. So, and the other thing is I'm on the KPFTX. So what do I go to? Oh, personnel committee. There it goes. Okay, wait. And then
to the archives, look up the date of the meeting.
Okay, go to the archives.
And the there should be a thing there, a button to listen to the archives.
So
now,
okay.
Let me add one thing. Some of our meetings were not through Maestro, but through Zoom. But I think that would only apply to the closed session meetings. I don't think we did any open session meetings through Zoom, did we?
I think that is correct. I remember one meeting we started in Maestro and we went to Zoom, but I couldn't tell you when that was.
But you have
recordings of the Zoom meetings, correct, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, if they were open session, you will have a recording of the meeting no matter where it was, you know.
Okay.
If it was an open session, if it was a closed session, it may only exist in the Zoom recording, which I will make sure Otis gets a copy of the recordings of any Zoom meetings we had, which he may not have yet. And I can look those up. I'm pretty sure it was only closed meetings that we did Zoom.
Okay. I think that's correct. That's what I recall as well.
So I'm looking under archives, and I'm looking at all of these different committees listed here. And, okay, never the second I said, I didn't see it. All right, so here's personnel. And I just see January 11th. So I'm so sorry. I guess I've never used this before.
I can talk you through it. Hold on. Let me go look at it myself. Hold on. This is what I do for a living, by the way, when I'm doing anything for a living.
The archives?
I guide people through using software. Okay.
Oh, 2021 meetings. I see. Okay, I'm slowly figuring it out. Okay.
You go to archives, and then you select the year first of all.
Right. Yeah, that's what I didn't do.
And then.
And you scroll down to.
That's the problem. It's not broken out by months, unfortunately. You just scroll down forever until you find the date you want and the committee you want.
Okay, so scroll down to the committee, right?
Well, scroll down by date. If you know you had a meeting, say, on November 8th, scroll down to something around that date. And then
okay, wait. Okay, so I'm so sorry. So... archives, and then the 2021 meetings, right, the year. I don't see dates. I just see committees.
Well, under the committee, there's the date, no?
For instance, okay, it says KFK Finance Committee, Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. Pacifica National Board Finance Committee, November 9th, 2021. If you're using
Chrome, you can have to find. Oh, I'm sorry, Alex, your voice is drifting.
I said if you're using a browser like Chrome, it has a find command that you could put in.
It has
personnel. Okay. And
we just find the committee and we can help.
Personnel committee. I got a meeting for Tuesday, December 14th.
Okay, that's okay. So then, how do I get the other ones? The other personnel committees for meetings for 2021. Where are they found?
They're all there. It's all on one page. It's just a big, very big HTML page. You just got to scroll to get to it. Scroll by the.
Okay. Okay, so I see the personnel committee, December 14th. Now, what do I click on? Because there appears to be nothing that...
Okay. If it's an executive session, there won't be anything to click on.
Oh, so then how do I get to the rest of the meetings for the personnel committee?
You have to find an executive session. That's not an executive session. Hold on. Let me see if personnel committee is canceled. Archive soon. Oh, some of these say archive soon, which means the recording is not yet available. I don't know why. I can ask them.
Saw that too, yeah.
Okay, so here's another elections. Personnel. Okay, here's another one. You have to go on. Oh, I see. This thing just goes down forever. So then it goes to the next personnel committee. So the next one was November 30th, executive session. Okay, so now I have to scroll down like another small eternity till I get to person. Oh, wow. So I could filter this by committee, maybe. Maybe that would help.
Okay. September 7th, that recording for that is available.
Say it again, Alex.
Can you find the meeting for September 7th?
September. That's all. Okay, hold on. For September, you said?
Yeah, September 7th.
Okay, let me just... Okay, give me a second. Down to October. September 7th.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just double-checking.
See, it has a link to play and download.
September 14th. I'm almost there. September 8th. Okay, personnel. Oh, okay. And then download, okay.
Yeah.
So what am I doing?
I'm not sure why the other meetings aren't posted. Maybe I'm remembering wrong, and maybe they were. I don't know. I think Otis just hasn't gotten around to posting some of these archives, I think is what happened. I'll ask Otis to see.
Okay, so theoretically, we will find our date and hope that it's down.
Yeah, it sounds like Otis needs an assistant.
Yeah, it's a lot for one person. It really is.
It is.
That's been true for a long time.
Yeah.
I agree.
So if you don't see the meeting, if you don't see that link, that means... Either it was an executive session, or if it wasn't an executive session, Otis just hasn't gotten around to posting the recording yet.
Okay. Well, let's give it our best good effort, everyone. Let's find what we can and put together what we can. And I should be able to send something out this weekend regarding the report for the PNB, and I welcome your input, feedback, any corrections or additional things you wish to add. So I think we're good there. Let's see. The final report will include the job description, job posting, list of where the job was posted, questions posed to the candidates, both first and second round, and then a list of the meeting dates, open or closed. And I think that's about it. Is there anything else that you think that we need to include in the report?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'll cobble together what bits and pieces I put together so far, and send it out this weekend so that y'all can have a chance to look at it before we meet again. And I guess we'll probably try to have a short and sweet meeting on the 27th before the final PNB of 2021.
Oh, my God. I already have a meeting scheduled with the Strategic Planning Committee. Oh, God.
We're going to do a repeat of tonight next week.
Yeah, I guess we need it. But, yeah. Okay.
Unless we can, Alex, if you would, go ahead and post it. But if we can get this done via email, then we can cancel having the meeting. Does that sound fair enough?
If we do it by email, it'll take unanimous consent. If people are up for that, I'm more than happy to do that.
Well, this committee has worked really well so far. And we have done quite a bit of stuff via email. Yeah. So I don't foresee a problem finalizing a report via email.
We can try that. Let's do that.
Are there any objections?
No objection, but no objection for me.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, this
okay, what's your question, Vanessa?
Okay, I think this is an Alex question. Alex, I'm looking on this on this thing again, and so I'm looking for the date. The date I was given, one of the dates is May the 10th, so I'm looking on May the 10th. I found the May the 10th Personnel Committee, and it says it was posted April 19th. So how can it be posted before it happened? I don't understand that.
Posted just means when the committee meeting was noticed. It just means when the call for the meeting was.
Oh, I see. Not when it was posted on this. Oh, okay, I got you. Okay, that's helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, cool beans. Okay, that one's there, the May the 10th. Okay, all right, that's helpful. Thank you.
Awesome. Sandra, this is Heather.
Go ahead, Heather.
Having the meeting by email? You're talking about us reporting things to the group by email?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, after you've listened to the call, just jot down what minutes you think are pertinent and send it to the group, and
okay.
I will try to compile all of that in the final report. But what I'm most concerned about, aside from the minutes, is just compiling a final report that, details what we did and, how we went about it, like, the job description, the job posting, where it was posted, the questions that we posed to the candidates, et cetera, et cetera. And that will be all part of the final report. But I'll send out a rough draft, and everyone can just review it. And like I said, if there's something that you feel needs to be corrected or that you want to add to it or whatever your input is, I welcome it. I'll do my best to get it out by Saturday or Sunday this weekend. So that gives us a few days to take a look at it and see if there's anything that we need to do. And we'll go ahead and schedule the meeting in case we need to have it. But if we're able to finalize the report and get the minutes done and posted and listed, at KPFTX, then we shouldn't have to have another meeting. We can just present the final report to the PMB next Thursday.
I can schedule a meeting and I can up cancel.
And just to repeat, the minutes don't have to be all that long, right? It's just, right?
No, the highlights would be what time it was convened, who was in attendance, a brief description of the topic discussed, and then the setting of the next meeting. So, for example, say March the 1st, we convened at such and such time, everybody was in attendance. Discussion regarding whether or not to involve Livingston and Associates in the executive director job search, and the next meeting was posted for April the 8th, something to that effect. It doesn't need to be really long and detailed unless there was a lot that went on at that particular meeting, but I don't really think that there were. I think everybody just buckled down and got right down to business.
So I presume you want any action items like motions?
Yes.
Yeah, motions have to be minutes, but we didn't. We only
like, for example, I believe that we had a motion that we approved the executive director job description.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing. So in anything like that, just listen for anything like that that would be relevant.
Okay. And so for one of my assignments, November 1st, and it's not there. It literally is just not listed. So I would just indicate that the meeting's not posted on the FTS.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not posted, there isn't anything we can do. You know, and I take responsibility. I should have held myself to a higher standard in making sure that these minutes got done while we were doing them, and I apologize to this group that I did not follow through on that. But, you know, life is what it is.
Life is indeed.
We give it our best good effort, and sometimes we succeed and sometimes we don't, but at least we have KPFTX where we can go back and listen to stuff.
Yeah, this is...
Sandra?
I'm sorry, who
Sandra.
Was that?
This is Ali.
Go ahead, Ali.
So I'm trying to download the meetings I was assigned, and there doesn't appear to be any September 21st meeting.
Okay.
There's a September 26th. I see a September
26th. I see a personnel committee meeting for November 3rd, but not for November 1st.
What? You see one for the 3rd? I didn't even look on the... Okay.
Yeah, but there's no recording. I just see a meeting posted there.
Oh, here it goes.
I can do the one for the 6th if someone else doesn't have that.
Which one did you have, Ali? Which one are you asking about?
Well, I was assigned September 7th and 21st, and all I can find is September 26th, which I'll be glad to do.
Okay.
So the question I have is, like, for example, we have in our record that we had a meeting on November 1st. But according to this, we had a meeting on November 3rd. What does that mean?
November 3rd, and we had... let me check the other... Okay. There's also... there's another thing you can check on this, the monthly view. Instead of the archives, you can go to the monthly view. If you go back to the home page of KPFTX, you see where it says archives? Above that, it says link to Pacifica monthly view. It'll give you the current month, but it also has a box on the right that says previous or prez.
Well, it says what? Alex, I'm sorry. It says who?
Did you get to the monthly view?
No, I don't see that at all.
go to the homepage, the main page, the kpfts.org.
Oh, I see. I hadn't gone back far enough. Okay.
And then
link to Pacifica Monthly View. Okay.
Link to Pacifica Monthly View.
Okay.
That brings up January 2022.
Right.
Right. And you see the box on the left that says PREZ.
Right. Okay.
Click on that. It takes you back to December. And you keep clicking, it'll take you the previous month and so on. And
so
there you will see, this will tell you what was scheduled. You're not going to get the recordings from here, but it'll tell you the exact date when certain meetings were scheduled.
Okay. So it's listed on, on the third, not the first. All right, so now that we're talking about it, we're given the dates that included November the 1st. There's nothing there. There is a meeting listed for November the 3rd.
Okay, I did identify my spreadsheet. It's possible I made a couple of mistakes on the date.
Okay.
I'm going by this monthly view thing, but I might have screwed up somewhere.
So. Okay. All right. Well, I'll look for the third.
Yeah, there is a meeting listed for the third. Of November, but not the first. So if I spread these things, the third, that's wrong.
Go back. Okay.
All right. So anyway, to get the schedule, go to monthly view. To get the recording, go to archives.
Okay.
And if there's no recording, there's no recording.
Exactly.
And so, right, and it says archives soon for November 3rd. So, okay.
Okay, I can ask Otis about it. It sounds like...
Well, and the other thing, too, guys, is that I know that we want to get this done before the new PMB is seated and whatnot, and we really, I really need to make sure that the minutes are completed and posted. But the thing to keep in mind here is that minutes can be updated and revised at any time. So if we can't get it all done before next Thursday, it will get done eventually because I won't stop until it does get done. And I'll actually have time to do stuff like that because I won't be on the PMB anymore.
Look, it's not a tragedy if we can't finish this by next week. It would be nice if we can, but it's not.
Right.
Don't drive yourself crazy trying to get this done.
Right. I mean, I think the most important thing is that we try to give a thorough report to the PNB so that they will have that for their records, you know, what we did and, you know, where it was posted and that sort of information so that, and hopefully Stephanie will be our executive director for a good while. But at least if we do our job to make sure that we've given a thorough report, the next time an executive director search needs to be done, they won't have to reinvent the wheel. So,
right.
You know, I think that's the most important thing that we can offer to the PNB as outgoing members, just to document what we did. And that way they'll have something in writing and they'll have a historical record of it.
Right.
Okay, does anybody else have any questions or suggestions at this point? Okay, hearing none. I think we've got our work cut out for us, and I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate each and every one of you.
Thanks, Santa Claus.
Okay,
yes, thank you.
We will see you all on the PMB here shortly.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right.
Thanks. Good night.
Bye.
Good night.